and the GM on ESPN 102.5 The Game, online at thegamenashville.com. He's the GM, Floyd Reese. I'm Jared Stillman. Floyd, how are you today?
Outstanding. Ready to go.
Now, I've been told, this is what happened today when Floyd walked into our production meeting. Ian, you were there. Floyd walked in with a big grin on his face and his Patriots sweatshirt, and Floyd said what, Ian?
He said, I know something that you don't know.
And the you don't know was pointed to whom?
Mostly at you.
And
don't look at me. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I'm waiting to finish the sentence.
He said, I have my, you know, sweatshirt on, and it's obvious I know something that you don't know.
That's what Floyd Reese said, as we are now to day three of the Titans coaching search. Go ahead and flip the page. Jared and the GM. Floyd says he knows something I don't know. Floyd Reese, would you like to tell the very loyal audience that supports us like crazy, that treats us very well, would you like to tell people what you know that I don't know?
No.
Why not?
Secret.
Can you give me a hint?
No.
Just one little hint.
No.
Don't you think I deserve, Ian, one hint every hour today?
Ooh, that's might be asking a little much.
Why?
Per
we only
hour?
Have 4 hours.
Yeah, bro. How long do you think this search is going to go?
Oh, yeah. This
like
could
days.
Go on. This could go on
so
days.
Then we might get a clue a day.
There you go. Starting tomorrow.
No.
I don't have a clue today. We'll have to start tomorrow.
Okay, well, let me just ask this. I'll ask you three questions, and I can't have a...
Why? I can't. It's a secret.
Is what you know that you won't tell me, is that from John Robinson?
Can't tell you.
See, you can't do that, then it's just no fun. You got to say something. You got to tell me something. You got to give me a little morsel. You got to give me a little hint.
It's a secret.
Okay, well, I am for sharing, and I talked to a teammate of Mike Vrabel's today. Of course, Mike Vrabel was supposed to interview with the Titans, but apparently all the snow that's on the ground that caused the kids to miss school today. By the way, that's a whole different story. But apparently all the snow on the ground that caused the kids to miss school today also kept Mike Vrabel from being able to come into Nashville to interview for the Titans job. So Mike Vrabel, the defensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, will interview tomorrow. And I talked to a former teammate of Mike Vrabel's, and I asked him, I said, what do you think of the idea of Mike Vrabel as the next head coach of the Titans? And he told me, quote, he'll do a good job, but he'll only be as good as his assistant coaches are, end quote. So that's what I was told. Mike Vrabel, former teammate, says he'll do a good job, but he'll only be as good as his assistant coaches are, which I think is probably a fair thing to say about a first-year head coach that's never been a head coach before, right? You got to get him good assistant coaches.
Right.
But
I don't understand that statement.
You're only as good as your assistant coaches are?
No, first part of that. You'll do really good.
He'll do a good job, but.
But you're only as good as your assistant coaches, so you're only as good as your assistant coaches.
If you get good assistant coaches, then maybe you'll do a good job. I don't know. I can't interpret something that somebody else said.
I don't know.
Even though I do that every day. But, but I don't like the idea of a first-year head coach of the Titans. I don't like an idea of a first-time head coach, a guy with no coaching experience. Because even though John Robinson's done a really good job as general manager of the Titans, John Robinson is still, what, 40 years old? 41 years old? He's got 2 seasons in the league as a general manager under his belt. It's not like he's been a GM for 15 years. No offense, it's not like you're the GM of the team and you've been the GM for 20 years and you're bringing along a first-time head coach. This is a guy that's got 2 years of experience of being a general manager. And they're going to have to get good assistant coaches. I mean, if Mike Vrabel or Steve Wilkes or Joe DiFilippo or whatever his name is, if any of those guys, Matt LaFleur, if any of those guys are the next head coach of the Titans, there's going to be some learning curve involved. And we always talk about how the division is getting better and the schedule's going to be tougher. So now you've got the typical adjustment that comes with a new coach, plus the learning curve of a first-time head coach with a general manager who doesn't have a ton of experience doing this job. I mean, I just don't know that there's enough there for them to be able to go out and get the good assistants and to be able to pick up where Mike left off at 9-7 and take this team forward without maybe going back a little bit because of the inexperience of the next head coach. And that's something that I really worry about. So personally, even though I'm sure there's a lot of great cases of guys that have never been head coaches before that get their opportunities, I just don't see any of these guys being the like Mike Zimmer had been a coordinator for 10 years before he was a head coach. These guys have been coordinators for 1 year. Wilkes and LaFleur and Vrabel have all been coordinators for one season, and now they're going to be head coaches? For some reason, I just don't trust that. Like, it worries me that they can't go forward with the lack of experience.
Well, I mean, the hard part is that, of course, they don't know the league. You know, they haven't been in the league long enough to know the league. Now, they may know names, but as far as having some kind of a relationship with guys that you may want to talk to, I mean, there just aren't a lot of those guys. You know, if you haven't been a coordinator for a while, then your circle of knowledge is limited. And I think when it comes to assistants, that's going to be important because, I mean, there may be some guy out there that whoever is the Titans coach wants him to be a coordinator that he's heard a lot about, that's got a great reputation, that he really, and the guy may like Nashville and may want to come back, you know, to Nashville, but doesn't know the head coach. So he's saying, well, if I've got a choice between a job with this guy, whoever the other guy is, that I know, even though I like a lot about that other job, I don't know that other head coach. So chances are he's going to go with somebody he knows.
I mean, I've been in radio longer than Mike Vrabel's been coaching in the NFL. And I graduated from college in 2012. So that tells you how little of experience Mike Vrabel has. Now, Mike Vrabel played, and I get that. But a lot of guys have played in the league that are coaches. You know, like, it's not – I'm not knocking Vrabel's playing experience, but it's not like Vrabel's playing experience separates him from everybody else. I mean, Vrabel has – he got into coaching in college for three seasons, 2011, 2012, 2013 – then goes to the Texans in 2014. So he's been an assistant coach in the league. This, I think, was his fourth season. So you got four seasons in the league under your belt. Now you're going to make the guy head coach of a team that was in the playoffs and not expect a significant drop back? And I'm not okay with a significant drop back. John Robinson talked at his press conference Monday a lot about, you know, we got to move forward and we got to push forward and we got to do the – well, I don't see how moving forward, bringing Mike Vrabel in, is technically moving forward when he doesn't have the experience that it will probably require in order for you to quickly move a football team forward.
Yeah, I mean, it's the question's always the same. Young guy comes in, I don't care if it's Vrabel or DeFilippo. I mean, I don't care who it is. I mean, they're going to be, their circle of knowledge is going to be limited. And so if you are at a place where they've had great football for a long time, then you can probably draw on some of that. Like Vrabel, if he had been coaching at New England the whole time he was playing, then he would have known, you know, the coaches, and there would have been a whole another set of coaches that he would have been able to talk to. But I mean, the truth is, he may know him by name, but as far as working with him, it's, you know, totally different. So,
well, like to me, if Vrabel brings Romeo Crennel with him to be the defensive coordinator, then maybe I'll feel a little bit better about it, because Romeo does have a ton of experience in the NFL, has been a head coach in the NFL. And you know, Romeo, I think, has a very long track record of success in the NFL, not as a head coach, but Romeo does have a lot of success in the NFL. And so if he brings Romeo with him, maybe I'm okay with it. But again, you're talking about a guy who has been in the NFL for 4 years as a coach, and he's only coached one place. He's only been one place, that's with the Texans.
Right.
How is that guy qualified to take this franchise forward?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the same question can be asked of all these guys.
Well, not if you hire Jim Schwartz or Mike Smith.
Well, no, but I'm talking about the guy, I mean, Wilkes. I think Wilkes has been a coordinator for 1 year.
Yes, 1 year.
And the Rams guy has been a coordinator for 1 year. So.
But at least those guys have been in the league for a little bit of time and have worked for different coaches. This guy's worked for one coach.
Right.
This guy's worked for one coach.
Well, if there's a plus he has, I mean, the giant plus is that J-Rob knows him. At least that helps you from a standpoint that you know who you're dealing with. You know what kind of guy he's going to be. You know how he is in the locker room. You know all of those.
You know how he is in the locker room as a player. Ethic. As a player, you know how he is in the locker room. But how he is in the locker room as a player is not necessarily the same as how he is as a coach.
Well, I mean, I would be willing to bet that, you know, if a guy is – if a guy understands the locker room, understands what that is, whether you're a player or a coach, I think you're going to treat it the same. I mean, I think it's going to be a, you know, I mean, to guys like Vrabel, the old time, I mean, the locker room is a sacred place. You know, it's not a lot of people are allowed in the locker room. It's the locker room is home.
Okay, but being in a locker room and running a locker room and running a team are two totally different things.
Well, sure, but I mean, I think if you're a player like he was, where he was running in the locker room, or certainly a part of the leadership in a locker room, I think you've probably got a pretty, and he's been educated in that. You know, I mean,
well, you know Vrabel. I don't know Vrabel,
I don't really know him, but I mean, I think he's been brought up in a system that teaches a certain way, you know, I think, and believes a certain way. And I think that he would probably, you know, I would be willing to guess if you went into Houston's locker room, the way they act, it would be similar.
Yeah, but Houston stinks. So I mean, Houston's defense, no, and I know why they took a huge step back this year, because Boye went to Jacksonville, JJ got hurt, Whitney Mercilus got hurt, so it was not the same Vince Wilfork retired, John Simon to the Colts. So it's not like Houston's defense took a huge step back because of the coaching, but they took a humongous step back this year from where they were before Vrabel took over as coordinator.
Well, yeah, I mean, they were the number one defense in the league there for a while. I mean, they were really, really good. And then they got all those guys hurt. And so now you're back to playing with a couple guys that, you know, really aren't.
Yeah, but they went from number
qualified.
One. They went from number one in the league to 20th in the league.
Right.
20th!
Well, let me
say. And
that
guy's got 1 year experience.
You lose
and you
an all pro
him?
Corner. You lose.
Boye is not an all pro.
He's certainly a Pro Bowl.
You used to knock Boye last year during the free agency period, saying he's a backup corner who started 5 games.
Which is what he was.
And I was like, the Titans need to get him. And you're like, no, he's a backup corner.
Okay, a Pro Bowl corner, that NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Who they didn't have last year.
You know, a Pro Bowl outside linebacker rusher. I mean, you can go through a whole list of guys they love. If you're pretty good on defense, you lose a couple of Pro Bowl caliber guys, you're not very good on defense.
Then I guess you can't overcome the coaching. Something tells me Belichick can overcome some of those issues by bringing Kyle Van Noy, whoever that is, by bringing him in, and Landon Roberts, and all the guys that got 19 sacks on Mariota Saturday night.
I think
Belichick can find a way to get around that.
I think they were in top five in defense last year or 2 years ago.
Patriots?
Yes.
The defense looks pretty good now. I would say that about the Texans.
I think they're, what, 26th this year, 28th?
The more we've talked about Vrabel here, like the more we've gone over Vrabel, the more we've discussed it, the more I'm against it. But the whole thing that I'm against in general, and I've got even more reasons to be against Mike Vrabel that I want to get to. There's one stat that I want to get to next that I think disqualifies Mike Vrabel from the Titans coaching situation. But my bigger knock on the whole Vrabel and Wilkes and LaFleur is these guys have no experience. They have not been in the league long enough to be head coaches, in my opinion, especially when you're basically saying, hey, we want to move forward, which is past the divisional round, which is where you got. And John Robinson doesn't have a lot of experience either, even though he's done a good job with the limited experience he's had. That's concerning. I mean, it's got to at least be a little concerning to you. A little bit.
Bring in a new guy?
Having no experience with some of these guys, like Wilkes
sure.
and LaFleur. And
sure. Absolutely.
What's the biggest concern you have on that?
I mean, their limited knowledge of both coaches and the league.
Okay. So that's how we're starting today. 615-737-1025. Your thoughts on all these guys, get them in. 615-737-1025. But coming up next, I have one stat that, in my opinion, absolutely disqualifies Mike Vrabel from being the next coach of the Titans. We'll get to that next. Jared and the GM live from the Game National Studios, presented by Wholesale Inc. Mount Juliet. It's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You know, we've kind of we've started that search this morning, going through names and bios and starting to build a list of potential candidates. It certainly it helps to have relationships in the league and be able to call on those relationships that might have a connection with a potential candidate, even though, you know, I might not have a one-on-one relationship with that person, to someone you can trust that will, you know, kind of shoot you straight on the candidate.
That was John Robinson talking about relationships in the league. And Floyd Reese, I know you know that's a big deal, having relationships, knowing a guy who knows a guy who might be able to, as John said, shoot you straight. Although you got to be careful, though, too, right? Because wouldn't someone, if somebody they thought stunk, like, wouldn't they tell you, oh, like Bill O'Brien, right? Like Bill O'Brien and J-Rob worked together with the Patriots, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what if he calls him about Mike Vrabel? And because Bill O'Brien maybe thinks Vrabel's not that good of a coach and would love to coach against him twice a year, wouldn't it be in Billy O's best interest to tell J-Rob, hey, he's a great coach,
yeah,
wink, wink.
But I mean, I doubt he would do that.
Why not?
I mean, there's more to it. If this was a 5-year job and life was over, it'd be one thing. But if it's a 5-year job as part of a 40-year career, you got another 35 years to get through. So you don't want to get that reputation. You got to keep in mind, in the NFL, you don't know everybody in the league. And those that you don't know, you do know their reputation. And if that reputation isn't good, I mean, you don't even bother calling.
Okay, I have one stat that I think disqualifies Mike Vrabel from being the next coach of the Titans. And I'm actually more bothered by his lack of experience than I am by this stat. But the stat is this. The Houston Texans in 2017, so this past season, the 2017 Houston Texans were 32nd in the NFL in points allowed. That defense allowed the most points in the NFL. You're trying to sell me on a guy who's been a coordinator for 1 year. The 1 year he was coordinator, they allowed the most points of any team in the league. Nope. See ya. Not happening. Nope. No. That is, to me, an automatic disqualification. If you've been a coordinator for 15 years and 1 year, the sixth year that you were a coordinator, you were 32nd in the league in points allowed, okay, I can overlook that if the other 14 years are good. But not if you have 1 year, and the 1 year you're coordinator, your defense went from first in the NFL to 20th in total defense and 32nd, dead freaking last in points allowed. Not acceptable for me. And Vrabel might be a good guy, and you might love him, and Bill might love him, and O'Brien might love him, and whatever. But he has no experience. And the 1 year of experience as a coordinator he does have, 32nd in the league in total points.
Well, I mean, I can understand why you're saying that, but I mean, the truth is, if you look at what's happened to that franchise this year, I mean, that's true of every person there.
What are you talking about, like the owner and the kneeling?
I'm talking about everything. I mean, they win? 4 games?
The Texans, yes.
4 games. So they went from playoffs to 4 wins. While during a period of that, they may have had the best team in the NFL. The 3 or 4 games that Deshaun was playing, they were averaging 40 or 50 points a game and giving up 10 or something. May have been the best team in the league for that period.
No, they were giving up a lot of points when Deshaun was playing. They gave up 36 to the Patriots, 42 to the Chiefs, 41 to the Seahawks, and then Watson got hurt.
Okay. Did they win those games?
No. They lost to the Patriots, the Chiefs, and the Seahawks. They beat the Titans and Cleveland and the Bengals.
So he played for only 6 games?
Yeah, 3-3.
Watson?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty average. I thought his record was a lot better than that.
I actually think that and you know I love Deshaun Watson. He's a great player. But I think, you know, his impact to the Texans was a little overstated he did a lot of good things, but they were 3-3. You know, now when everybody else came in there, they won 1 game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
So that is, again, You know, first-ranked defense in the league in total defense goes to 20th. 1 year of experience, 32nd. Just tell him to stay in Houston. I know the snow came down and it kept him from interviewing today. Just stay. Just stay in Houston. I don't want a coach who's been a defensive coordinator for 1 year, and in that 1 year, they were 32nd in points allowed. Dead freaking last. The phones, 615-737-1025 is the phone number. Ryan is going to kick us off on Jared and the GM today. What's up, Ryan?
I couldn't agree with you more on the Vrabel thing. And you know, if you look at the last weekend, Roethlisberger, Hall of Fame, Drew Brees Hall of Fame. Not sure if Matt Ryan's going to make the Hall of Fame. You look who those guys got beat by, Case Keenum, Bortles, and Foles. Man, I think the Titans should bring in a defensive guru. And you look at the three. Actually, I would even tell you that I believe the Patriots are built on defense and running the ball. Yeah, they just so happen to have a Hall of Fame quarterback as well. But, I mean, when he's out, whether it be injury or whatever, the machine just keeps rolling. And I would love to see the Titans really focus on the defense and running the ball, and yes, get somebody that's going to bring Mariota along, but don't make him the do-or-die piece. We are seeing that. I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
Ryan, there's a lot to deconstruct. There's a lot to deconstruct what you just said, because I think a lot of it is good, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, this is going to sound crazy. I don't care so much about bringing in an offensive coach or a defensive coach, but I care about who the coaches around your quarterback are going to be. Like, does that make any sense? I mean, you just fired the last guy because he wouldn't fire the coaches around the quarterback, basically. Right. So, like, my thing is this. You got four teams left. Three of them have defensive head coaches. The one team that doesn't, Philadelphia, scored 15 points and won last week. Defense still wins in the NFL, people. I have nothing against a defensive head coach.
Right. I mean, I certainly wouldn't, but I think just listening to Mike, I mean, all
you mean John.
I mean, John, everything John said was, you know, improve the quarterback, get the quarterback going, get the, you know, we didn't talk about pass rush or playing the run or anything else.
But then what I worry about if you do that, but I worry if you do that, you get a Ken Whisenhunt back in here.
Well, whoever you bring in, I mean, depending on which side of the ball they're from, they're going to have characteristics. I mean, they're going to have beliefs that will be deep-seated that you have to expect. And I think if you don't, you know, you're not being honest. Because if you bring in a defensive guy, he's going to think differently than bringing in an offensive guy. Now, I promise you that. So it'll be whatever you're looking for and how strong it's going to be. Doesn't mean they're going to be better or worse, but they will be different.
I don't like it. I don't like any of these guys that the candidates they're planning to hire. I don't like any of them. Now, maybe it's just all a smokescreen for McDaniels or Jim Schwartz or somebody like that that's still coaching. But I don't like – I mean, Vrabel, 32nd in the league in points allowed. Get out of here. Steve Wilks, 1 year as a coordinator. And, I mean, when we look at the great defenses in the NFL, is Carolina a team that we think about?
Great defense. I'm not sure great, but they're pretty darn good.
But we don't think of Carolina right now as like
– oh, probably not.
The 2000 Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, a couple years ago, they were probably better.
And that guy now is a head coach. But this isn't that guy.
Right.
And then LaFleur, an offensive coordinator, 1 year, all he's done is work with quarterbacks. Unless he keeps Dick LeBeau. That's the one thing I would feel a little confident about. If he would keep Dick LeBeau, bring in a young offensive coach, but keep the old defensive coach and don't try to throw the ball every play, that I'm okay with. But generally speaking, the guys that when I look at the resumes of the guys that they're bringing in here and I think about piecing it together with the fact that isn't the Senior Bowl next week?
I believe it is.
Okay, so there's a really good chance you're going to the Senior Bowl next week with no coaching staff. So...
No, well, I think they're all under contract, aren't they? Didn't John say that?
Yeah, but I mean, but not if you bring in a new head coach and then you fire all these coaches or most of them, then you're going to be drafting guys at the Senior Bowl for new coaches.
Right.
They may not want what these coaches want. So right. That's the importance of the Senior Bowl, is for your coaches that are going to coach these players to watch them.
Well, yeah, but my point is they can still go there and scout them and interview them and write reports. And now what kind of credence you put in those reports are, you know, I think will depend on who the coach is. But, I mean, my point was it's not like John's going to be the only guy down there.
I know, but what Terry Robiski thinks of somebody at the Senior Bowl means absolutely nothing to me. Because it clearly means absolutely nothing to him.
And that may be true with John, too. But, I mean, Russ Grimm, what he thinks about an offensive guard might be really, really important.
That's if they keep him. 615-737-1025. We'll get back to some of your calls. 615-737-1025. You know, sometimes we look at this like somebody's a winner and somebody's a loser and all these things. And oftentimes that's how it is. But I do believe that right now, in the coming months, everybody might feel like losers. I'll explain. Hey, the Honky Tonk Hat Trick is back, and it's brought to you by Bud Light. Tomorrow, join Braden Gall from 5 to 6:30 at Tootsie's before the Predators showdown with Arizona. While you're there, register for a pair of tickets to tomorrow night's game and passes to the Bud Light Zone, and you may win a VIP hockey experience. Be sure to stop by Tootsie's Rippies and Honky Tonk Central before Predators' weekday home game for specials on Bud Light. Big win last night for the Preds, by the way. The juice was loose. Jared and the GM, it's ESPN 102.5 The Game.
These decisions are never easy, yet Amy and I remain steadfast in the most important thing is the team. Putting our players in position to maximize their ability in all three phases of the game. I'm very proud of the success we have had over the last two seasons and look forward to working with our new head coach and moving us closer to and ultimately winning a championship.
Titans general manager John Robinson, Chris Sanders, former Titans receiver, will join us in about 10 minutes. Joe Rexroad wrote a really good column in the Tennessee, and I want to get into it at some point, as the Titans are looking at a new coach. And I'm just not wowed, Floyd, by any of the candidates that they're playing to interview right now. Mike Vrabel, we just went over, the Texans defensive coordinator, 1 year as a coordinator, 32nd in the league in points allowed. Matt LaFleur, an offensive coordinator, has no background outside of quarterbacks in his coaching tenure. And in L.A., he's not even really the offensive coordinator because Sean McVay runs the offense, and Steve Wilks at Carolina, who might be the most impressive in terms of resume of all those guys, and yet he's really only been a defensive backs coach until this year when he's been a coordinator. Like, none of those guys are really all that impressive to me. Like, John Robinson has to have an impressive candidate up his sleeve somewhere, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's what's out there? You know, that is always the question. It's just like finding players. You know, you say, okay, I've got a pocket full of money. I'm going to go out and get the best player out there. Well, who is the best player? And some years there's a whole slew.